Welcome everybody. Shir number 924. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are middle of going through Simur Reish Tesvav, the halachas of Amen. Last year we spoke in reference to the importance. Getting back to some of the halachas. So the question comes up. You hear somebody say Amen, right? We said you have to answer, of course. And the question is, how much time do you have? Like when, you know, the guy says, makes a bracha and like, you know, whatever. Could I wait a few seconds? Do I have time? Should I say it right away? So there are various different halachas when it comes to that. We'll try and go through some of them. Now, a lot of them are found in the Simen Kuf Chav Dalad, which is not our Simen. Our Simen is Reish Tes Vav. But in Kuf Chav Dalad, whereby it talks very famous Simen, it talks about the halachas of Chazaras Hashatz, as we understand the all great importance of that. Answering in shul, chazaras hashatz, and so on. So a lot of the halachas are cross-referenced a little bit. We'll try and go. We're not learning right now the halachas of chazaras hashatz, but some, like I said, some of the halachas are in the mishabru over there. So we might cross-reference a little bit to that simen. It brings down the piskei tshuvas on page tav tav chaf ches oizbeis at the end, and again now with simen reish tezvav. So he says. He says like this, "V'harbe pratim dinim nemru banias amen," and he said, you'll find a lot of these halachas in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. Okay, he says like this, he says that there's something called amen yisoma. Amen yisoma meaning just that it's by itself, it's not attached to anything, right? So he brings down one of the ways of amen yisoma is that a person says amen in not the right amount of time. What does it mean, not the right amount of time? So he brings down it's toich kadei dibur, like we've been talking about, the amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, right? Toich kadei dibur. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, so just to have an understanding a little bit, again, Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, believe it or not, in Sif Ches. So there's a whole thing about Amen Chatufa, Amen Yisoyma, from the Machaber Ramah. Again, we're going to try and go through little bits here and there. But as far as when you have to say Amen on a bracha, by Chazaras Hashatz we understand, but even a regular bracha, right? So the Ramah says at the end of that Sif, again Ches, you shouldn't wait. When you hear a bracha, he's talking about Chazaras Hashatz, but in general, when you hear a bracha, you're not supposed to wait. Right? As soon as you hear the bracha, it finished. As soon as the person finishes the bracha, you have to answer Amen. Now we're going to see this. There's a problem if you answer too early. You hear sometimes in shul people chapping, you know, it's called Amen Chatufa. You chap, they chap the Amen before the mamish, before they hear the end of the bracha. So the same thing by any bracha. Before the person's finished, I'm saying, a person says a bracha, Shahakol Nia Bedvari. I'm saying, Shahakol Nia Amen. He's saying already Amen. Nia, he didn't, what about Bedvari? I didn't finish. But as soon as the, right, so that's another problem. That's talk another problem, which we'll talk about, Belina Ida Bedvari Hashem. But the bottom line is, as far as what we're talking about today, a sort of a line along the lines of Amen Yisayma. It really is Amen Yisayma, a sort of like a Amen that stands by itself. It has to be answered right away. Now the question is, how long is that time? What do you mean right away? Like, how much time do I have? Fine, I'll wait till the person finishes his Shahakol Nia Bedvari. How much time do I have? So the Mishmer explains, V'tayach Kadei Dibur, Kadibur Dami. Right? V'tayach Kadei Dibur, Kadibur Dami. It's within that amount of time. So the question is, how long is Tarcha de Dibur, which we've been talking about constantly? Bashir Tarcha de Dibur, who machlaikas apaiskim, it is a machlaikas apaiskim, yet this I'm reading from the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Dalet, in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. Yesh Emim Shleisha Tevis, some say three Tevis, Yesh Emim Arba Tevis, some say four. Shamalechem Rebbe Yomairi. Okay, so that's already a machlaikas. V'yesh Rizel, lo yana klal. But if it's more than that, at least that much, right, at least that much. In other words, if you hear a bracha from somebody, and it's more amount of time it takes a person to say Shem Aleichem Rebbe, or at least worst case scenario, Shem Aleichem Rebbe Umayri, and the Piskei Tshuvos brings down roughly between 2 to 3 seconds, roughly. So then it's a problem. So that not just it's a problem, you're not supposed to answer. V'yosim izela yana klal. If it's more than that amount of time, more than the toich kadei dibur, like we just explained, then yinala uviyosim izela says mishbur lo yana klal. You can't answer amen. Dehave bechlal amen yisayma. This is what we know as a amen yisayma. An amen that's by itself. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down, that's a regular amein, but what about when it's in conjunction with the tzibur? Let's say I'm in shul and I hear chazeres hashatz, right? And it should, and there's a lot of people, whatever, and they're answering amein on the bracha, and it goes longer than teich kadei dubir, longer than those 2 to 3 seconds, or longer the time amount of time it takes to say shalom aleichem rebbe, shalom aleichem rebbe or maybe at least that much. If it's tzibur, he says kai malon da ad shekalu roif tzibur. If you're in shul where there's a lot of people, so then you have a little bit more. Lanes amen hu adayim bechalal abracha mutil lechol echad lanes iman. Even if you hear it a little bit longer than that, and we saw this was from Rav Shlomo Zalman, who brought down the Dirshu, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zechasadik Levracha, right, he brought down that you would even have a little bit more time than that. As long as the people in Shul, as long as Roiv, I'm sorry, Ad Kolu Shekolu Roiv Hatsiba, as long as most of the people, let's say, right, most of the people, you have 100, at least 51, 55, whatever, we're not getting into exact numbers, but at least you still see most of the people answering, and let's say that for whatever reason it's taking a little drop longer, so then you would still be okay in Shul. That's how he finishes off. If it's Hibur, Kai Malunda, Ad Shekalu Roiv Hatsiba, Lanes Amin, who Adai Bechlal HaBracha. That's still considered in the Bracha, Teich Kedei Dibur, not in the Bracha, but in the time frame. Mutal Chalachad Lanes Imamin, each person could answer with them. Okay, well, we'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha Bracha Kol Tov.